And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, that was Otis Gibson and the Rockhounds. The song was Half of What I See. I don't know. The feed might have crapped out there for a second. I'm not sure. I think I got it fixed. I think we're good to go. We were very uplifting and light conversation about NAFTA and the problem with people today. How to fix the roads and the infrastructure. Good times.
Look, the trouble with this country today.
That was a damn good conversation.
Well, we think so, but it kind of matters what the people think.
I think they would agree it was a damn good conversation. There was a lot of very good points brought up.
Well, we'll see. I hope you're right.
Can't all be dick jokes, folks.
Well, we're going to start those now.
Yay! No.
Number to call in if you wish to join us, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. I haven't done this in a little bit. Let's do a little comics in the news. Certainly some stuff that merits a conversation between Mr. Cosby and the Popeski, and Rapeski. But
Rapeski. I hated that kid when I was in school with him.
If he only would have learned the language of love. Damn it, assimilate, Rapeski.
Yeah, really.
Here we go.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
All right, well, but as everybody knows, Bill Cosby's been in the news.
Yes.
He's still performing, though.
Unbelievable.
All right, well, we'll get there. We'll get there. Settle down. Mr. Cosby had a show in Canada, and a lady got up. Cosby asked a question. She responded. Cosby had a witty repartee. We play it for you now, and then we shall discuss.
During a show in Canada on Thursday, Bill Cosby seemingly cracked a joke about the sexual assault allegations against him. A woman near the front of the stage got out of her seat. Cosby asked where she was headed, and she said she was going to the lobby bar. He replied, "You have to be careful about drinking around me." The audience's initial gasp quickly turned to laughter, but still, it probably wasn't the best move for the 77-year-old embattled comedian. What Cosby was referring to is that women have accused him of drugging their drinks and then assaulting them.
So the audience laughed. I thought it was very awkward after that.
And that wasn't the only moment that got people's attention at the show. TMZ obtained footage of one audience member yelling, "You are a rapist," and another was reportedly ejected for yelling, "We don't love you, Bill." Cosby managed to calm the audience and continue, but there was a very different scene taking place outside the venue. Dozens of people gathered outside the Budweiser Gardens to protest Cosby and the show. Protesters chanted, "Shame on you," and handed out slips of paper with the names of Cosby's accusers on them. Regardless, the show ended with a standing ovation. Cosby later issued a statement, not about the joke, but about the outburst during the show. He wrote, "Dear fans, one outburst, but over 2,600 loyal, patient, and courageous fans enjoyed the most wonderful medicine that exists for humankind, laughter. I thank you for your continued honor and support. I'm far from finished." The Canadian tour is Cosby's first time back on stage in some time. Many of his shows were canceled in recent months.
This was the scene shortly before the lights went down. It's half empty.
Thursday also brought three new allegations against the comedian, each from women who say Cosby drugged and assaulted them. Friday marks the last show of his quick Canadian tour with a performance in Hamilton, Ontario. There are expected to be protesters outside that venue as well. For Newsy, I'm Jasmine Bailey.
Thank you, Jasmine. I don't know why she didn't say from Davin's Den as well, but what you going to do?
Back to you, Davin.
I'll have a what for and a so-and-so with Jasmine. All right, lots of stuff to get there. I think the first thing I want to discuss is, if you had tickets for one, in lieu of everything that's happened, these allegations, nothing proven yet, although he had a settlement back in, I want to say 2005, 2006, something like that. Nothing with these latest allegations have been proven. You have tickets to see the cause. You going to go and see him?
No.
Really? Are you going to give them to a friend?
No, I would try to get my money back.
Try to get your money back. Joe?
I don't know if I would go.
That's why I asked. I wanted to know if you would.
It's a very tough question.
That's why I ask him.
It depends. Well, the hard-hitting questions. It depends on how...
Does it depend on the amount of money he paid?
Well, no, it just depends on... He really hasn't come out to address all these allegations.
No, but you have tickets for tomorrow night's show. You know, everything is where it was, you know, a week ago when this show happened. You know, except for these comments. You don't know about these comments yet. But you have tickets for the show. You going?
If I had the tickets to the show, I would go.
I think I would go, too. I'm not a boycotter. If I've already bought the tickets, the money's spent, might as well go.
I would go. I want to see what he says. I want to see how he reacts. Part of the comic, part of the thing of being a comic is how many got Pryor came back? I mean, not. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Pryor's drug addictions and his demons were nothing like rape. But what I'm saying is every great comic from Lenny Bruce to Richard Pryor to Carl would address all the demons or things that
Would you be disappointed if Cosby didn't say anything? Because for the most part, he hasn't been.
I would be, because as a comic, you would, and as one that feels that he did nothing wrong, you would go out and you would address the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And try to make light of it, or give your perspective of it and try to make light of it. That, like I was saying, that with these women that came out, they're not looking for monetary sums. They're coming out because the dam is broken.
Yeah.
And all these women are coming out and saying, this man accosted me, and, you know, this man, you know, tried to rape me or had sex with me while it was, you know, under duress.
Right.
So there's a problem. Mm-hmm. It's not just one isolated case or even two isolated cases. There's case upon case upon case. And Cosby has not come out and addressed these allegations.
Right. In the chat, Strawberry Letter is saying that she just saw on television a few days ago that one of the women was caught lying because she claimed that she was with him at his mansion and he was 2,500 miles away, and that some of the women that are in the case are looking for money. However, you know, there is a preponderance of women coming
out.
There's
a lot of women.
That's credible women.
That's the thing. So even if you had, out of that preponderance, even if you had three that was looking for a cash payday and two that were lying, you still have enough, even one or two is enough to raise concern.
All right. So be that a minute. So you say you would go.
I would go.
But you have concerns. Forgetting that you're a comic. Because as a comic, there's a whole different rules of etiquette and everything. Like, you tell the guy, hey, I'm a comic and I meet Cosby. No. Just don't have a drink with him. But forgetting the rules of etiquette for a comic, you decide you're going to go as a consumer to the show. Would you go and heckle like some people have?
No.
Why?
Because it's rude.
Well, I mean, clearly you think this man's a beast if you're going there to heckle.
Yeah, but I'm not going there to heckle.
I wouldn't go there to heckle either.
I'm not going there
If I'm going there, it's because I'm a fan. You know, if I'm going there, I'm going there to support Bill Cosby at this point.
Yeah, it's like, don't go on principle, or go and listen, but don't go there
and
yell.
I guess the thinking is, I'll ruin it for him and everybody, maybe.
Yeah.
So,
well, you're saying that also from the standpoint of a comedian. You know, you're performers, so you understand that that's really not the thing to do. But some people think that is a good way to protest such a thing. And as a matter of fact, he did get... The person did get a lot of attention on him.
Yeah,
the one who stood
and also,
up. So.
And you know, as a person that wasn't a comic, looking at it from a non-comic view, I would go, but I still would have.
That's the white version of comic view, non-comic view.
Yeah.
It's on WET, white entertainment television.
Okay. Anyway, I would go.
How was that barrel?
Tasty. Licking the walls.
But I would go, and I would still have a little bit of guilt that I'm going to see somebody that was accused of rape.
So if you feel guilty, why would you put yourself in that position?
Because I would want to go to find out if he's going to mention any of his point of view and try to decipher what his point of view is on the subject.
So you're going for a press conference?
I'm not going for a press conference. I'm going to, because there's two sides of every story.
Well, I mean, Cosby, but there's been no indication that Cosby's going to tell it, let alone in a comedy show.
I understand, but maybe he'll allude to it. Maybe it will be the night where he says it. You don't know.
Well, this night in Toronto was.
You know, I mean, so, you know, and that's why you go.
So, Pip, Joe and I said we would go. You said you would not go.
Right.
Would you stand outside and protest?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I would. I would just to make it, listen, to bring attention to the fact that perhaps there should not be a statute of limitations on rape cases. A lot of rape cases are not reported because the person said, as a matter of fact, Strawberry and I are discussing this in the den pen right now.
Well, I listen to what's going on. Well, you guys can have your own private conversation.
We do often.
This is pertaining to the topic.
It is pertaining
to the
topic.
Yeah.
I mean, she asked a good question. Yeah. Why did they wait 30 years to come out? And the thing is that a lot of times rape cases are not self-reported for a number of factors. A lot of these women were trying to be in the entertainment business, and Cosby was king. And so there are a lot of reasons they were drugged. They yes. maybe felt guilty for putting themselves in the position to be drugged.
Right, and another reason that this came out. Did I cut you off, sweetie?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But in to be they were embarrassment, afraid that they wouldn't be believed, afraid they would be blackballed. In this particular case, those are some of the reasons why they didn't self-report at the time. There are a lot of reasons why women don't self-report rape.
Right.
It's humiliating.
Right. And it sets me up for what I was going to say. Basically, how this whole thing started, there was a comic that mentioned that. Who was that comic that mentioned that? The whole thing started because a comic in his alluded to Cosby getting away with rape.
We talked about that.
Now,
but I can't possibly be asked to remember something from a month ago.
I understand.
And I can't remember his name.
But that is what happened.
Yeah.
So a couple of these women came out and said that I say, Cosby raped them.
What the fuck would Leghorn have to do with that?
Because I was stuttering. So that's
he doesn't stutter.
I didn't, but I was going. Cosby was raping him.
You're besmirching a rooster.
I know. But no, but what happened was, like I said, so a couple of women came out. Now, you mentioned all those things that you mentioned are unfortunately the end result of rape, which is horrible. However, there are strength in numbers.
Yes.
So what happened was these women that were embarrassed or ashamed to come out because they would be ridiculed and dragged through the mud. There is strength in numbers.
And
that's why all these women have been coming out.
Which yeah,
is a good
oh, yeah.
thing. I also highly agree because rape is an intrusion. It's not a murder. However, you're destroying somebody. It's almost like it's like a tile touching or something like that. There should be no statute of limitations on it. None whatsoever.
All right. Well, Cosby had the line when the audience member got up. Like, haven't you heard you shouldn't really drink around me? I got to say, as a comic, pretty good friggin' line.
Really good line.
Good line. And you know what? As a comic, what are you going to do? I mean, because I always fight that battle. Common sense says, shut up, stupid. Comic says, go for it.
They're going to laugh.
And comic always wins,
yeah.
At least for me.
That is what is called calling the moment. And what calling the moment is that there will be a situation on stage, regardless if you're on stage with a band, on stage doing a play, on stage doing stand-up comedy, where there is a situation which is the elephant in the room. And you're calling the moment to try to put everybody at ease. What Cosby said was by saying that, he was putting the audience at ease in a somewhat sense where he called the moment.
Yes.
Everybody's sitting in that audience wondering, and he made a reference to that. And in a sense, it kind of put the audience to ease. That was, whether it did or not, that was the goal of doing something like that. Doing that, in his mind, I give the perception that he feels he is innocent. In this country, obviously, you're innocent until proven guilty. But in the same thing, it just seems odd that he has not come out and made a statement that, you know, these charges are unfounded and, I will be vindicated, you know. And this is like America's dad.
Would you have come up with that line if you could have thought that quickly? Would you have said something, or did you just let him go?
If it was in my mind that I was innocent, you know, and I'm out to do a show and I'm going to try to, keep my career and show people that I've done nothing wrong. Yeah, I would do a line like that because it would be in my heart, you know, whether I did it and I'm denying it to myself or I was actually innocent. I would say a line like that because I'm calling the moment.
Yeah.
There's no way, knowing me, that if I thought of that, there's no way I'm not doing that. there's going to be criticism and everything.
Oh, God,
but
yeah.
You've seen me enough. Yes. And I guess that probably goes every comic has that little self-destructive mode in them. I can't blame Cos for going for it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't say nothing, you're kind of, you know, go to what Joe's saying, you're kind of giving credence to the fact that, yeah, I did something wrong and I shouldn't say this. And
they'll be on,
yeah, I'm so guilty I won't even touch it.
There'll be times on stage.
Well, if only. You yeah, never I would know. Have been in here.
Oh, Tom said something funny in here because he goes, I think the word you were looking for is blacklisted. They already were when he drugged them. And I'm like, they already were what? And he said blackballed.
Allegedly.
I was like, oh my god, Tom, lol.
free at last, let me whip this out so we can be free at last.
Oh wow.
What, no, not in the spirit of MLK?
No.
Sorry.
But there is sometimes as a comic, or at least with me, where I'll be doing a joke, and sometimes I might feel maybe there's an audience member, a group of people there that, you know, maybe they'll take it the wrong way or whatever. And then I'll go, you want to know something? If I have a conviction for a joke,
yeah,
and I could, you know, and I feel I'll do the joke,
yep,
and I will, you know, and I will take the consequences with it. And more often than not, people will laugh and everything is all good.
Right, right. Well, that's the thing is that I've seen both of you do that, is like, go ahead and say it. And then, you know, like, if they take offense, hey, you're at a comedy show. You're not going to like it all, you know?
This is a little different than talking about general things which offend people and talking about
rape
yeah, which you were directly
that you
involved
did.
With.
Yeah.
But if in your mind you are in denial that you're guilty, or in your mind that you know that you are innocent, you could do a joke like that in good conscience, because you're calling the moment on that.
Well, I think that's it. As a comic, the laugh always comes first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forget about good taste. Speaking of good taste, well, that wasn't a good segue. But
oh no.
Are you offended by his making light of the situation? Joe and I have already said that we would do it, even though it's clearly making light of what's going on. As comics, we would do it. Would you be offended? Are you, as a woman, are you offended that he's making light of these allegations?
I don't know for an absolute fact that he did this. My gut tells me, because of so many people coming out and so many have the same story, that he did. That he probably did.
Right, but
having said that,
yeah.
As a comedian, I'm not offended that he went for the joke, but I am really offended as a person that he would joke about doing something so heinous.
See, I don't have that compulsion at all.
No?
I mean, even though what I think he did is horrible and everything. For me, just for the line, respecting it as the comedic genius. Because he is a comedic genius.
Yeah.
He's also a genius at getting some, apparently. But, I mean, but as a comic, you just got to go, well, man, that's brilliant.
How about not as a comic?
But again, but because I'm a comic, I'm not offended by words.
But how is not as a comic? How about
I'm
as a
I'm
civilian?
Not if he did it in the courtroom.
Offended by words. Let's talk about offended by the situation. Offended by the situation.
I'm offended by the situation. But if he did it in a courtroom, if he went for the ha ha's in a courtroom, I'd be offended.
Yeah,
it's not the time or the place. But as you said, it's a comedy show.
So at a comedy show, listening to him, and not as a comic, but as a regular civilian that's never done comedy before, but just as a fan, you know, sitting there, do you feel that would have been appropriate?
Well, clearly, if I'm going to support him, because if I go there, it puts money in his pocket, I'm clearly not going to be offended much by what is being alleged or what he says. I've already put in my mind, I don't think he's done it. So,
because you're willing to go.
Because I'm willing to go. Mm-hmm. Because that would make me really terrible if I knew he did it and I was still going.
Mm-hmm.
And that being said, too, if I knew he did it and was still going, then he can't offend me. Mm-hmm. So if I'm there, I'm not offended by it. If I'm an outside person and I'm outraged and I don't get comedy, yeah, maybe mm-hmm. I'd be offended. But as me in that setting, I'm not offended.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, that's very good. That's very good.
I'm glad that was the right answer.
Well, it was the right answer, actually, because basically you gave the 2 points. If you're going there as a fan, mm-hmm. and mostly you're giving him the benefit of the doubt because you're going,
right,
or you feel he didn't do it, that joke that he made would be, you really, how could you get offended at that? And how could you take it the wrong way because you're there as a fan, or you're there giving him the benefit of the doubt?
And taking it from the other side, as the person who's saying I would, you know, not use my tickets, and would even stand outside and say,
roof.
Get out of here. Yeah. I would go fucking nuts.
Right.
You know, like, how dare you have the balls to not only commit all these crimes, but then to laugh about and, like, make little of the fact that you victimized all these women.
Right.
That
right.
The ball's on you.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah, on those two sides
all
of the aisle.
On you, in you, around you.
waking up
hovering
to them.
Over you. Yeah.
Yeah, there's balls all over the place if you
yeah,
Cosby.
Pretty much.
But here's the thing that I don't know if I could answer. If you're Cosby, would you still be touring? I'm trying to put myself in that position. You're a comic. It's what you do. You need to be on stage. Putting aside that, let's say he doesn't need the money, because I don't know his financial situation.
Yeah.
We know he's made a bunch of money.
Yeah.
So we'll say he doesn't need the money.
Right.
Would I still be touring? That's the you know what, I might hide for a while.
Yeah.
I you know, I might have to do some open mics at the coffee shop where they're gonna appreciate the fact that I'm there
Oh, talk about the ceiling that we were talking about before in comedy. We can't even now. We can't go to the coffee shop
because Cosby's there. But yeah, they can't get booked at
it's
the coffee shop.
We can't go to the theater, do a theater show or a club. Now we can't go to the comedy, the damn coffee shop on a Wednesday because Cosby's got the spot.
Well, yeah,
I quit.
That's
I
it.
Quit.
Well, yeah, he ordered a mochaccino and he wants to do a quick 10. Sorry, Joe, you've been bumped.
The cappuccino machine is a little loud here tonight. You see.
But when you say a quick 10, are you talking about doing time?
I quit.
Either or.
Damn,
did you say either whore?
I said so.
Rainy
yeah.
Wednesday night at the coffee shop, and I get bumped because Cosby's.
Yeah,
I quit.
Yeah, Joe, I got news for you. You can't do the culture cup.
Yeah. Joke, but very funny.
You can't do the culture cup. Yeah, I know you do it the first Thursday of every month. But Cosby called.
Pat Lamb has to call me, or he's doing McClins and Doug telling him he's coming back next in a month on a Thursday.
Well, I can't do a Doug, so I'm going to do a Cosby.
Yeah.
I mean, a Pat. Yeah. So yeah, no, he's going to do 10. Yeah, you can come next, and he's buying some art. So.
Sorry, gang. Very inside, but we need a laugh.
Google Pat Lamb. You'll find his YouTube rants. You'll enjoy.
You'll
he used
see
to book
cartoons.
A mic in Jersey that Joe and I used to do back in the day. And look at Pip. I did it too. Yeah, before Pip left the whatever. Nobody cares about your failed comedy career. You. No,
they care about ours.
Your failed comedy career.
Yes. Because we have failed on a much different level because we've been trying a lot longer.
Oh,
but I don't think you would. You know what? You would have to have balls of steel to say, you know what? Screw it. And I guess he does. There's an arrogance to that, which
oh yeah.
But I don't think I personally could continue touring amongst these. Not right away.
Well, does he see? You know, if these gigs were booked, how much would the cancellation fees be?
I booked you. I am giving you top end. You can have all the beefsteak you want. They want to see you. I know it is Central Pennsylvania and Scranton, PA, and you will come.
I'll be right back in. I got to bring in the backdrop, you see, and hook up the PA. You know.
That is the problem with Cosby. He thinks who he is. I remember when he started. Who is he to cancel on me? We have 226 tickets sold. There was going to be a trick. Tricky Trey right afterwards. No, Bill, you will show up. I will have you or Keith Pannell.
Sorry, once again, very inside, but sorry, we have to laugh ourselves too.
So you're saying, Joe, the gig is in the book. You show up. That's your stance. That's your stance, and it's always been your stance.
On that side, me personally, if you're looking at it one way, I would lay low. However, if you're sitting there and going, the cancellation fees for these shows are going to be astronomical. You might have to bite the bullet and go do it.
But we already put the finances aside. We said he's got money.
All right, so let's say putting the finances aside.
And again, we don't know either way, but we're assuming.
Under the assumption that we're prepared to eat the money. You can either eat the, you know, the eating the money's not a problem, correct?
Correct.
All right, I would lay low.
At least for a while, right?
I'd let the charges die down. Wait to get some vindication.
Wait till people want to see you again.
Yeah.
Wait, what's Cos been up to?
Wait until people are going to be picketing outside would be a good point.
Yeah, and make a comeback tour out of it.
Yeah, you know,
have your PI, you know, have your lawyers and your PR clean as much stuff up as they can.
Right.
Cos, lay low for a year, man. Just lay low, and then boom, Cos is back.
Well, yeah. the other point that has been chatted about here in the Den Pen is the fact that even though the statute of limitations is in effect for most of these cases, except Tom pointed out there might be one incident that happened in 2008, so that might be within the statute of limitations, but he's opened himself for civil suits galore.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I don't think
he's opened himself. I mean, the situation.
The situation has. But the thing is, and perhaps open themselves is not the right wordage I wanted to use. However, I mean, wouldn't you wait until at least some of the negative publicity and the civil suits have died down?
There's the thing that any press is good press, but...
I don't know. Yeah, and you might have answered your own question with these civil suits that are possibly brewing. You're going to need Doremi Cash a Rue.
Right.
So maybe he's going out to going through hell, maybe saying, I got to bite the bullet here and take my lumps. I got to raise some cash.
Maybe.
Joe, I know you were going to headline, but I got Cosby needs to raise funds for all of these allegations. He is not committing. So I will give you an extra $20 for bringing the backdrop and the sound, but you will not be closing this firehouse. Cosby will.
All right. I gotta jump, but I was working with Cosby last night. I did not feel he was strong. He's going to MC tonight.
He could not follow me in the menus. I think he's lost a little something on the fastball. Between you and me, he was checking out the chick in the third row.
And that's inside comedy.
Sure it is, but the voice is still funny. By the way, I had a dream, and he was in my dream the other night. I swear to God. For some reason, he was...
called a nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Here's what... we're talking about, as Joe is describing him, the Metamucil snot from the Mucinex commercials. Picture that. You guys know that.
Yes.
This is a comedy booker, so that's why I said that, so you guys could all... So this guy's at my house. He's talking to Joe on the phone. For some reason, he's at my house. I don't know why he's at my house, because he still doesn't like me. He still hates me. He's cursing up a storm. F this, F that. My daughter is there. We're mortified. And finally, he scampers out on all fours, because he can no longer walk.
Like a beetle.
Like just an animal. Like, remember Ghostbusters, the movie, when those like gargoyle things came to life?
Yes!
Yes, that's what he kind of scampered out as. So that was my dream the other night. I did not think I was going to be able to work that reference in tonight, but as luck would have it, I was able to. Thank you, Bill Cosby, and all of your rapiness.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
So we all agree we wouldn't tour unless financials were in play.
Unless financials were at play, I would not tour. Absolutely not.
Let's continue with the lighthearted comedy. The Pope. The Pope spoke out.
Very lighthearted.
Sure. The Pope spoke out. He was talking about what happened, of course, in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the Islamists, the Islamic fundamentalists, committed terror attacks. I remember in the good old days, it was just a mass shooting, but now it's a terror attack. So they committed the... I don't know why Obama won't say it. Really stupid. Come on. Come on. You're Muslim anyway. You can say it. Anyway, I don't know why, but they committed these terror attacks and you know, it was in the name of God, according to the ones who committed these attacks. And, of course, Charlie Hebdo. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Charlie Hebdo, of course, was the magazine that was printing all these controversial cartoons, making fun of all religions. But the Muslims are not a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big fan of the ha-has at Muhammad's expense. No sense of humor. No chuckles. So there was an incident. So here was the Pope talking on this incident. This is the Pope speaking, not me. I know often we're confused and compared. No? All right.
No.
I can wear a white yarmulke, too.
The yarmulkes are on.
Sure. We'll talk later about what I want you to edit, possibly. Anyway. it jogged my memory. More work for you. Thank Pip. Anyway, religious freedom and freedoms of expression, he said, are fundamental human rights, but they are also not total liberties. There is a limit, he said, speaking in Italian. Learn the language. Oh, wait. Anyway. Every religion has its dignity. What?
So we go to Vatican City, you better be speaking Italian.
Yes. How dare you pray in English, stupid you. Every religion, God don't want to hear that. He wants to hear Latin. Every religion has its dignity. I cannot mock a religion that respects human life and the human person. The Pope also condemned the Paris violence. One cannot offend, make war, kill a name of one's own religion. That is in the name of God. Francis said, to kill in the name of God is an aberration.
Yes.
A lot of interesting things there. Pope Francis. And by the way, I've really enjoyed Pope Francis to the point where I feel bad about the Facebook joke I had when he was when they anointed him as the Pope. You know, the white smoke comes out in the Vatican City and everything.
Yes.
You know, Pope Francis, it even sounds like a kid toucher's name. And I feel bad about that.
Because he's turned out to be a pretty decent Pope.
He's a decent guy, which is always a plus.
I just like the way they install the Pope like he's a muffler. You know? give me that bracket. All right, put it around his cassock. All right. All right, give it. Okay, your pump's installed.
there we go. Jesus Christ, now there's a hole in my muffler. What the? I paid for a new pope. I come here to Quickie Pope, and now you're telling me there's a hole in my muffler.
Nah, there's a lifetime guarantee, except in the last pope where we're voided.
And this is why I told Joe don't go to the Quickie Pope state.
Quickie Pope.
You got to pay a little more for your pope, Joe, but it's worth it in the end. You really should follow us on Facebook.
Wiki Pope.
So there was a lot there. Should the Pope have even weighed in on this? I kind of think as the Pope, you kind of have to.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All
right.
Absolutely, yeah. He weighed in on it. Basically, he, you know, it's like if you, you provoke somebody's religion, you expect to, you know, be, you know, not attack, but, you know, have a reaction to it, like a punch in the nose or something like that.
Well, that's what he said.
Isn't that how the Crusades began? You know?
I wasn't there.
I know. But here's the thing.
I believe my people were on the short end of that.
It's a twofold thing. Like, a lot of people criticize the hypocrisy of religion, not the essential belief.
Right.
Except for, like, you know, radical Islam. I mean, they have no leeway with anything.
Well, radical anything.
Yeah, radical anything. But basically, with Catholic religion or Muslim religion or, you know, basically all the teasing or is coming from the hypocrisy of the religion.
Right.
Not for the initial beliefs of the religion.
Right.
So,
well, it's coming from the, it's a good point, it's coming towards the hypocrisy that are preaching this very straight way of viewing the religion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So do you feel that, you know, basically most of the teasing of religion is due to the hypocrisy of it, not the fundamental beliefs of it?
I think it depends on who it's coming from. I think there's certain people that look at the whole concept of religion, you know, believing to this imaginary thing. The world was created when, you know, God said, hit the switch, you know, let there be light, and Adam and Eve when, you know, we have evolution and, you know, facts and everything that say otherwise. I think there's those people that mock the whole concept of why do you believe in this. But I also think there are people that do point the finger in the eye of the hypocrisy of it all. It's like, well, you say you can't do this, but look at what you guys are doing over here.
Right.
And I kind of do that with the Catholic Church in my show.
Yes, and we even had a discussion about it last week on the show with the whole wearing the burqas and stuff like that to the mosques and stuff like that, to the effect of what the religion, you know, pointing out the hypocrisies of those religions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's insults a religion. Anyone who insults a religion can expect a punch in the nose. Insults it how?
Well, that's kind of what the Pope said. He said you can expect a punch in the nose, but not kill. Is that what he was saying? It was kind of a mixed message, at least from what I got.
It seemed like it a mixed is a message little bit. As well.
It is, but he's not coming out and saying, you know, look, I'm gonna you make fun of Jesus, and I'm gonna like plow you with my car. But he is saying that
runaway Pope.
Pope's gone wild. It does seem to be. I mean, again, here's interpreting instead of flat out saying, what does he expect people to do? What is the limit to which they're allowed to fight back?
The limit. What is the? I mean, think about like Northern Ireland, like the fighting between Protestants and Catholics. You know, back in that time,
isn't that white on white crime?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, but it's
you looking for it?
But they actually fixed the problem.
Well, yeah, after they bombed each other for years, Joe, they solved it.
Well, it took time.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, we decided we don't like pipe bombs.
But still, I mean, you know, where does it, you know, is it based on hypocrisy of it? Is it based on the fundamental belief of it? Religion is a very personal thing. Religion is something that you base your life on. You base your faith on. You hang on to. You go to in a place of crisis. You're betting eternity on your beliefs.
See, it's weird. You say that, and it's very passionate. I think you believe it and everything. But you goof on religion. I goof on religion a lot. I am very open that I don't know what the hell's going on, but it's all funny to me. But
it's you talk about hypocrisy on goofing on religion. Sometimes even myself, I have a very big hypocrisy towards religion.
Well, I mean, the angle on one of your jokes is you know, how much money you have to give when you go to church. That's one of the angles that you talk about.
And that's Now that's good. Now, even though I mean, I have a lot of issues with the Catholic Church. God knows my mother did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Joe, I've been meaning to talk
I
to you.
Do.
I don't mean to alarm you, but we have an appointment in 2 years.
And furthermore,
there's Nettie up there giving God a what for over his shoulder.
And another thing,
bring him up on a leash. You can make one long enough.
And don't let him go near the cloud. He'll shit his pants.
Now it's a black cloud, and he doesn't like that color.
But it is the hypocrisy. You know, it's hypocritical of me to goof on the hypocrisy of the church. You know, it's but a laugh's a laugh. Going back to my but you know, it's
and those fundamentals. Aren't we all chuckling? What?
Yeah.
But, a couple laugh. Dead Jews, good times.
But it, you know, and you know, there are things, you know, the teachings of the church. I kind of go woohoo too. Which
yes.
is not
you turn into Howard Stern.
Yeah,
woohoo, Robin.
You know, but you know, a lot of basic teachers of the church. I'm just thumbing in my nose at lately. You know, but a lot of
that's convenient. when it no longer fits your lifestyle, you just go thumb your nose. Well, I got 5 more minutes on the shit I used to believe.
Yeah, right. So you know, but you know, it's making fun, not the basic fundamentals on what the church was founded on. But the hypocrisy of the church.
Well, all these religions are founded on keeping people in line.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what the whole thing of God is. Hey, man, there's somebody up there. Don't screw up. Because you know what? This might be okay now for the 35 years you get to live.
No, but eternity's going to be a bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So behave, stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what religion's based on, Joe. It is. It's based on behave, stupid.
I never saw Moses coming down the mountain with behave, stupid on
the town. That pretty much was. It was behave, 10 commandments stupid. Of behave, stupid.
That was number 11. It broke it on the way down.
Yeah. Shit, I dropped behave, stupid. All right, thou shalt not kill. Let's start there.
Listen, we're going to wander around, but why are we doing until I can find where the hell we're going? Keep in line, because God said, behave, stupid.
Oh, wise father, where is behave stupid? Oh, it crumbles on the mountain. All right, just thou shalt not kill.
It's on the same one that broke that said no bacon either.
Did Jesus die for our sins? Yes, and because you didn't behave, stupid.
Yeah.
By the way, Trucker Tom has an interesting point in the chat room.
Tom's on fire.
Yeah, he is. Well, first of all, he, going back to the Pope, he says, I just want to see him get mad about something so I can quote Sergeant Hulka from Stripes, lighten up, Francis! And number one. Number two, he said, since we're kind of on the topic, I love the hypocrisy of the media, who are all gung-ho about freedom of the press and freedom of speech in support of that magazine, yet almost all of them cut away from the new Muhammad cover they showed after the attack.
Well, some did and some didn't, and that's an individual decision. I agree with that. They, if you're going to support that
you
magazine.
You go all in.
But a lot didn't, and because, you know what, they didn't want to be victims. They didn't want to offend. Now, some, The Guardian did this, and I kind of respect how The Guardian handled it. They said, what is read below might be offensive to the following people, blah, 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 but mm-hmm. they still printed it. I like that. Put a disclaimer. Go, hey, if you're offended by this, look away, go back to porn. I understand.
Yeah. I don't think that they had
stink bug.
Oh, stink bug.
Joe's like, oh, you have a pet.
Follows you around in your act.
Sure. I sell them after the show.
I thought you were saying about what I was saying. Stink bug.
No, we weren't listening.
No, I don't think that they had... I can't think of the word I went.
It's a stink bug.
No, I don't think that they had a stink bug. I don't think that they had to show the cover to be in support of freedom of the press or freedom of speech, because they were supporting Charlie Hebdo, however you say it, it's right to publish that. That doesn't mean that they necessarily have to publish it either. They're saying that you can say you can do it, and I'll defend to the death your right to do it. Doesn't mean that I have to.
That's
say
a good
it.
Point. I agree with that. That's a good point.
I don't think you had the obligation to show the cover yourself.
That's true.
To be supportive.
So here's my problem. We said it's kind of ambiguous what he says.
Yes, it is.
Very.
So like on the one hand, he says it's not don't make fun of religion. And the other is like it's wrong to kill in the name of. To me, it almost seems like he's giving them equivalency. Like making some ha-has at the expense of somebody's God.
Right.
Is equally as wrong as killing in the name of one's God.
Yeah.
I mean, did anybody else get that, or is that just me?
Yeah. I got it. But it goes back to making, you know, the hypocrisy of it.
How can something that's like such a, he calls it a fundamental human right. He calls it, this is, a, you know, freedom of speech, freedom to say what you want to do, believe what you want to believe is a fundamental right, but not a total liberty. I don't understand how there's a difference.
I think you have a right to question things, but not to go overboard with it.
But who's to judge? Besides God, of course.
I think that's something, I mean, the whole idea of all of these religions are based on faith. And questioning within yourself, how are you faithful to your own belief system? And so it is something that you have to look within yourself to see
how you're going to be obedient. You do have to look with, your approach is everybody makes that decision for themselves.
Yes.
The Pope is saying, nuh-uh, don't do that. That's not nice. The Pope is making, if you're Catholic.
But I think he's saying it's not an absolute right. I mean, everything has a limit on it. Even we've said before, even freedom of speech has limits. You're not allowed to yell fire in a theater. Everything has, doesn't mean you can just go
but
and do whatever you want
line?
With it.
Because when you talk, you're not allowed to yell fire in a theater, that's a line drawn by the government.
Well, if you're a Catholic, the Pope is drawing the line, isn't he?
So you think that he, see, I don't get that he's just talking to Catholics. I think he's talking about everybody here.
Doesn't have the right to do that.
No, but I think that's what he's going for.
He can talk to me, but I'm not going to listen. I appreciate what he has to say, but it doesn't mean that he rules me. I mean, I believe the Catholics are ruled by the Pope.
Joe chimes in, Pope rules.
This Pope rules,
man. He wrote it on his math book in the seventh grade.
And you want to know something? It's like, I think in the terms of the Pope, with ridiculing another religion, I think people that live in glass houses shouldn't throw rocks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with everything the church is...
I don't think anybody... As a Jewish person, I don't think anybody should throw rocks. They smart.
Talk to your Palestinian pals. They love that shit.
My pals, though. They won't even take pictures with us.
That's another story for another day, but very funny. But you know,
you're still smarting over Kristallnacht. Yeah. Get over it.
Ooh. Oh, Crystal! Oh, I thought there was somebody else in the beauty pageant. That was
Crystal.
I thought there was something that Jay-Z drank at the club.
I thought that too. A little homie for the Jews. A little pour some off for the Jews. We couldn't take pictures with. There was a lot of things there. I didn't go immediately to Holocaust, which I apologize for, considering this show.
Spilled a 40 for your Hiram.
Now Trucker Tom's asking, wait, do you have a picture of that? What concentration camp where they drink at Cristal? Not that.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah. Everybody gets some.
Everybody gets a snack.
Everybody's in the barrel.
But yeah. Like I said, you know, the Pope Francis is probably going, you know what, I better just go out and say, I'll make fun of religion there, you know, because he's like in enough trouble himself. Not enough trouble. I mean, he's trying to make some reforms, but, you know, the Catholic Church is under enough scrutiny themselves.
It is a tough place to be the Pope. You are kind of expected to say something. But
you got to say something nice.
I just don't feel – I feel like what he
– That's his job, to say nice things.
He said something. He said something, but he really didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Right.
He was completely political on that.
Yeah, it was
really which is very unusual for this Pope, who's not afraid to, you know, pretty much, you know, drop the mic and go, well, here it is, folks. Love it or leave it. This is very unusual for this Pope.
Yeah, you also, there was a statement you made about 3 minutes ago that
making fun of the Holocaust?
Oh, not the Holocaust. No, before that, right before that, where you said, well, where did we draw the line? Because it was very ambiguous.
Yeah.
You know, so the whole thing, you know, and that had to be a perfectly prepared speech, perfectly prepared.
Well, I'm sure he's not doing improv up there, Joe.
Somebody give me an object.
I'm sure he
freeze it. Freeze.
I'm sure he's not like me, throws a premise out on Facebook and goes, you know what, let's open with it. I'm sure he's a little bit more prepared when he talks than I am.
I see
Joe.
A little boy going into the confession. Freeze.
And now there's a dog. What?
Yeah, sorry, more inside comedy jokes. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm looking at them both like, what are you talking about?
Improv.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. We apologize tonight. We were so serious at the beginning of the show that we decided to get silly. Then we got a little inside. So
we were so serious at the end of the show, and that might have annoyed you, that we decided to further annoy you by talking about shit you couldn't possibly know what we're talking about. This is a clearly thought out show to alienate all of you.
We stink tonight. Sorry. But we're having fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, so Joe, are you afraid of making Muslims now? Making Muslims. Stupid.
Are you baking them in a pan? What do you mean making
Muslims? Well, no, only one of us has been in an oven. But anyway, are you afraid of making fun of Muslims now?
No.
So you would make fun of the religion on stage?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I did that joke. You know that joke I do about quit dressing like the enemy and stuff like that? And some of the people go, oh. And I go, it's not like I drew a cartoon, folks.
Yeah. Nice line.
Yeah. So no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
I'm not either.
No. If I am, that means they won.
If we don't tell dick jokes at the Muslims' expense, the terrorists win, people.
That's right. Yeah, essentially, yeah.
One of the things that does kind of bother me, though, and I think that
is
I've always...
Is that rash?
Yeah. I wish to God you had an ointment.
See, that's something everybody can relate to. Look at Pip. She's so cute, she has a point.
On the top of my head.
I fucked up her salient point. I'm sorry, Pip.
I completely lost my train of thought.
You barely had it when you were going.
I know. Right. Listen, I'm so easily derailed these days.
Look at that penis.
A butterfly has to go past. And I'm like, what?
Squirrel.
Yeah, squirrel. Actually, stink bug.
We can't afford squirrels.
Budget only allows for stink bug.
Sure.
And only two.
It's our mascot. Go on, Pip.
I did completely get derailed.
Yeah, right.
I'm glad we deprived
you, the listener, of her genius.
Yes, you have been deprived.